This podcast cannot nor should not be described as safe for work or minivan friendly. Listener discretion advised. If you like this podcast, please show us some love and give us a like, a share, and add a subscribe while you're there. After all, it's free and it helps us to spread this bastardly fun.
I just need one more person to hate me. Time and time. One more rival might make me kill them all. I'm a heartbreaker, ass kicker. I'm a hot trigger, nasty words. I got two fingers for ass kissers. I'm a asshole, dirtbag, no good bastard.
Fuck you, Freddy.
Welcome to Bracket Bastards, a podcast where we take a bracket of 32, 64, or 128 or more and banter our way down to a winner. As always, I am your head bastard, and this is
Jeremy, your favorite ODB, old dirty bastard. Got Helga telling me I make her girlhood tremble. Let me get my Reptar bar. I'm going surfing with Otto and Reggie. Then Clarissa and Debbie and I are going to get baked in Arnold's room, Grandpa. And then tell Patty Mayonnaise to come get in her hidden temple while Chip and Dale enjoy my nuts.
Yeah. I really hate going after him after he says all that shit. I'm just saying.
I mean, it's not hard to follow up.
I'm a showstopper. What can I say?
Especially when I come in saying, this is the best looking bastard, Jessica, after he says all that.
I make it look better. There you go.
And only in comparison. That's...
And this is Q, the best bastard of them all, aka the master bastard Q.
And as always, we are the bastards running this thing. This week we are doing 90s kids shows. But to do 90s kids shows, we have to introduce a very special guest. He is a 90s savant when it comes to this stuff. Jeffrey, tell us a little about yourself.
What's up, everybody? My name is Jeffrey Clark, and I am the host of the podcast 90s Youth Life. I've been doing that for over 9 years now. Like, in fact, it's been well over 9 years at this point. So if there's anything 90s that I have not gotten to, everyone send me your ideas. But I guess I'll plug the whole podcast at the end of all of this, which will be who knows how long.
Well, we are absolutely ecstatic to have you on board there, Jeffrey. As I said, we are doing 90s kids. As always, we are going to go round robin style. I vote first, Jeremy, Jess, Q, and then Jeffrey brings up the rear.
Giggity.
The rear. Okay.
It is Hey Arnold versus Kenan and Kel. I've never been a fan of Kenan and Kel, the show in general. I'm a fan of the comedians in general.
Do you not like orange soda or what, Freddie?
I do like orange soda, but that's pretty much it. I hear they've made their own restaurant, though, from that.
I think it was very short-lived.
Very short-lived. Well, considering the food they had there, it wasn't exactly... I'm not surprised. But I'm going to go with Hey Arnold on this one. Jeremy.
Yeah. God damn, I hate these matchups. This is two of my favorite shows from childhood about hair, but I gotta give the vote to Hey Arnold, though. Hey Arnold was just a way better show, and they made two freaking movies out of it, and actually, yeah, two.
Dude?
And they did a direct-to-DVD, direct-to-TV one a couple years ago, where he actually finally meets his parents.
Hey Arnold, I remember that one.
It's called Hey Arnold the Jungle Movie. I think it's on Netflix still, possibly. Or if not Netflix, Paramount. But it was actually a really good movie. I mean, watching it when you're like in your 30s versus watching when you're a kid still holds up. So, but yeah. And plus, who doesn't like Helga saying how Arnold makes your girlhood tremble every episode? It's just so weird. It's so weird for a kid show, but
it's creepy.
Really creepy.
Nickelodeon did that all the time, though. So, Hey Arnold wins.
Miss Jess, what is your vote?
Move it, football head.
Oh, that's a good impression.
That is a good impression, actually. Hey Arnold moves on with that vote. Q.
Well, I'm going to give it the 4-0 right now. And I'm going to go with Hey Arnold as well. Who doesn't like the little hat in the football
and,
head.
Right, in the football head.
Dude, I feel so sorry for his mom. Especially right? if that was an actual natural birth.
Yeah.
Well, it's kinda ouch.
Like, it's kind of like Stewie from Family Guy, too.
Yeah, I was about to say Lois. I feel sorry for her, too. Like, I can understand why she's in such a bad mood.
But, yeah. Stewie wasn't like that when he was born. They in one of the episodes, they explained what happened to him after he was born.
Oh, yeah. He landed on his head and it went.
Yeah.
Aw. Yeah. I still feel sorry for Lois. In general, Jeffrey, what is your vote?
I'm going to make a clean sweep and also say, hey, Arnold, because let's just face it, there's so many memorable things about that. Probably best of all, in my opinion, Stoop Kid's Afraid to Leave His Stew.
I was just going to say it. You made me think of it. I was just going to say it, too. God damn it.
Hey, Arnold moves on as the first vote, and it is 5-0. Wait, Jeremy starts the next one off, and we have Rocket Power versus Ren and Stimpy.
Yeah, Ren and Stimpy I liked, but I was way too little when it was first on to really enjoy it. I mean, I did like the Spike TV unrated version later on when I was a teenager. That was freaking hilarious and very disturbing at the same time. But definitely Rocket Power. Rocket Power, I actually look forward to watching every fucking day after school. Like, that was my show. As my intro said.
And Jess.
Woogity. Should that be two votes right there?
two votes and a shaking of the head, yes.
I'm gonna assume I don't remember Rocket Power that often that much, so I'm assuming that's Rocket Dude. Power.
It's Rocket Power.
Yes. Rocket Power. All right, so two. God,
you don't remember Raymundo? He was always stoned out of his. He was always stoned out of his mind.
Yeah.
He was always right.
I remember bits and pieces of it, but so Q. I'm assuming that is a vote for you as well.
Well, yeah, it was. I wouldn't have done the woogity.
All right, Jeffrey.
I'm gonna say Rocket Power as well. I wasn't really a fan of the show myself. My sister watched it, and I did remember when I was in Hawaii when I was 6 years old. My family didn't have cable at that time, but somehow Nickelodeon ended up on our TV in our hotel room, and that's when I first heard Happy Happy Joy Joy. But with that said, I'm more familiar with Rocket Power, so I have to give them my vote.
Am I the oldest one in this group currently, at like 36? Because
you got me by 2 years.
36?
Yeah, you're 36.
You're good.
Thank you. Rocket Power was a little bit after my time.
No, not really.
No, it was not. It was a show for teenagers, and you were a teenager when it was on.
It was definitely for kids. It aired during the Nicktoons block, so I wouldn't say it was a teenage show, but that's just my opinion.
I would agree with that, though.
I mean, the kids were tweens. They weren't teens, so I think that's a good indication that it wasn't for teenagers.
But it's about extreme sports, so...
Right, no, but it was tweens doing extreme sports, so that's...
Well, I couldn't do them, so I fell for them. Like, I'm good with them doing it because I can't.
Well, I can't either, so...
And who doesn't like squid?
I always feel bad for him. He's like so unathletic compared to the rest of them, so he's just one of those tag-along friends. Goalie.
Oh, he was a good goalie.
What, like Goldberg from Mighty Ducks?
Exactly, I was just going to say that, yeah.
It's probably mild after him, too.
Either way, I'm going to go with Ren and Stimpy on this one. Like,
would.
Dude.
He likes playing with his log. It's a Ren and Stimpy reference for those who don't know that.
Yes, yes. Yes, the log is a good toy.
He's scratching my back.
I'm astonished. Like, I was assuming a split vote for this one, not a complete 4-1.
Gentlemen sweep.
Yeah, well, no, I wasn't going to let it sweep to even start with, but, like, I'm still a fan of Ren and Stimpy.
It's enjoyable, but it's just not Rocket Power. Rocket Power was, in the 90s, extreme sports were everything to most kids.
Mm-hmm.
Tony Hawk.
I'm just not really that athletic. Rocket Power does move on 4-1. Jess is up.
Freddie, you have no hand-eye coordination. That explains a lot.
I know. I'm fucking terrible.
And you think I'm athletic? Please.
We're going to stick with Nickelodeon and go with Cat Dog versus All That.
Ooh, tough matchup.
Yeah.
Very tough matchup.
One of my name with a wolf and a bird. A baby was born with a couple of those
doors. And his name was Quentin.
Aww.
Cat Dog became unquestionably my favorite Nicktoon, and I hate that's going up against all of that because I enjoyed that very much. Like granted, I was a little too young for the very beginning of it, but I would see reruns of it. But CatDog, for some strange reason, I don't know, maybe I just like absurd humor. Maybe it's because I saw the short right before the Rugrats movie, because they had the actual short right after that. So, So just assume that I'm going to go with CatDog with any matchup that it goes up against, at least for the moment. So yes, CatDog is immediately getting my vote here.
Yes, it's your call.
I'm going with CatDog. I love that show.
You're going with CatDog, Q.
I was not a fan of all that.
Dude. Really? Why?
Keenan Kel.
Yeah, it didn't spark my interest.
And Amanda Bynes came out of it. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah,
who the fuck's Amanda Bynes? I'm just kidding. I know who that is.
I was going to say, I'm like, you watched the Amanda show. I know you did.
I didn't. I didn't like that either.
But
love that show.
I hate the Amanda show. Hated it.
Uh-huh. Dan Tamborelli, Lori Beth Denberg, Josh Shermer, the list goes on. Server.
With that being said, though, my vote is CatDog on this one. There.
All right, which means with Jeffrey's vote, that again, that is going to go with CatDog. It is 3-0 currently. I don't care. So Jeremy,
we didn't ask you if you cared.
Dude, you should let me host this one if you didn't care. It's fucking Nickelodeon. I mean, these are both amazing fucking shows. I used to watch all that every Saturday night new. Like,
I didn't care for it.
Oh my god. Do you not like Saturday Night Live or Kids in the Hall or any adult versions of that stuff?
Nope.
So that's why, but yeah, I mean, that just set the preface for everything I liked in my adult life, was that stand-up comedy, basically, that improv. It's Whose Lines Is It Anyway for kids, basically. But
I liked improv. I did like Whose Lines Is It Anyway. Freddie, what are you drinking?
Cherry lemonade.
I was going to be like, orange soda.
But
they're gone, so don't reference them again.
I will give my pity vote to all that, though. Just for Mr. Sag and Bag and Pants, man, who could pull anything out of his pants. Because that was the greatest skit ever.
I'm going to go with all that as well. CatDog does move on 3-2. Q goes up next. Before Q goes, I wanted to mention the blowing your load. Because for some reason, Q made a mistake of going blowing his load last. There's absolutely no reason to blow your load last. That's the reason I'm waiting for mention that. Q to go. But we have Clarissa Explains It All versus Double Dare.
Wait, what?
Clarissa Explains It All versus Double Dare.
You know, the Melissa Joan Hart show?
Definitely going with Double Dare.
You would.
Hey, what? What's wrong with Double Dare?
It doesn't have Melissa Joan Hart and her sexy teenage body on it.
The fuck? Why do you say this shit?
Because I crushed on her when I was a fucking kid, man. I was younger than her at that. I'm still younger than her, but I was younger than her then. I crushed on her.
That's gross.
I talked about it. I talked about it in that podcast, Crush Chasm.
I thought your crush on that one was like one of the chicks from Full House.
DJ Tanner, but yeah, we did.
I thought that was one of the dudes.
We did all of TGIF, though. We did like all the shows from that, and Sabrina the Teenage Witch was in that. So Melissa Joan Hart came up.
Anyway, Q is going for Double Dare on that one. Jeffrey, what's your vote?
All right, so I was a little too young for Clarissa Explains It All, and I do remember when Double Dare 2000 came on, like years after the original Double Dare wrapped up, and I really liked that show. So, and I liked when they brought it back a few years ago when Mark Summers was the announcer for it. There's no but about it. I am going to go with Double Dare, and I also used to see the reruns on Nick Gas back when it was on R.I.P. Nick Gas.
I am going to go with Double Dare as well. It's just for the absolute cringe worthiness of it now. When you go back and watch like old episodes on YouTube or
Paramount, they're all on Paramount.
Thank you. Yeah, they're all on Paramount now. But when you go back and watch it, it's like watching the first season of Power Rangers.
What's wrong with the first season of Power Rangers?
Okay. It between like seeing all the wires and like the storylines and just the acting and everything else. It was a really crappy show, but it was one of those shows that it was so bad it was good type thing. And Double Dare is the same. And Double Dare is kind of the precursor to Guts, which I'm a fan of that show too. So Double Dare is going to move on, but Jeremy, what is your vote?
Well, funny about Power Rangers, I don't know how true this was, but supposedly my best friend's cousin was the Pink Ranger. I don't know how true it was, but I never actually fact-checked it. But as a kid, I believed it, of course, because as a kid, you believe most things your friends tell you. But I'm kind of pissed Double Dare to win this, because Clarissa Explains It All was so ahead of its time on Nick. Like, it was such a amazing sitcom. Like,
and which I love is it. Why it's being voted down.
And that's why you...
Because you're too young.
You're one head and not the other.
No, I liked the show before I even knew anyway that shit, what any of that shit was when I got older. I mean, it's just, it was a good fucking show, and it was always funny as hell that her neighbor would climb up the ladder to go through the window. Like, that's the way he always came in the house. It was just funny. Like, even her parents...
Wouldn't fly now.
Oh, God, no.
Wouldn't fly now.
Even her parents accepted it in that show, which was the funniest part. And her brother was, like, an annoying nerd, and she made all these awesome video games on her computer to, like, kill her brother. Like, it was hilarious. So, I will give my sympathy vote to Course Explains It All, 100%.
And Jess, in this out.
I'm pretty sure I've never seen Clarissa Explains It All. And
you'd love it.
I watched the crap out of Double Dare, so I'm going with that.
I'm going to agree with Jeremy on this one, weirdly. It's a good show. It's a precursor to a lot of stuff, but it doesn't compare to Double Dare.
Yeah.
All right, Jeffrey starts this one out, and we're going on the Disney side. We have Tailspin versus Winnie the Pooh.
Ooh, so Tailspin was not the show that I ever watched, but I did watch Winnie the Pooh every Saturday mornings, even years after it stopped its first run on ABC, because it was on for quite a long time after they stopped making new episodes. I guess Pooh just has that some sort of appeal. And besides, you could go against Winnie the Pooh for anything. So my vote goes to Pooh easily.
I'm going to vote for Pooh as well. They're making a horror movie out of it.
Yes.
Which I can't wait to see. It's called Blood and Honey.
Well, that's because the original character went into the public domain very recently, so they can do whatever they want with it now. I mean, Disney still has, like, the Disney version of the Pooh copyright, but, like, the original character is public domain now.
So, I just can't wait to see it. I guarantee it's going to be a crappy-ass movie, but I want to see it just for that. Jeremy, Tailspin or Winnie the Pooh?
Which, because Pooh's a bear, I'm waiting for the pornos to come out now that's public domain, but because you know it's going to happen.
Oh, my God, Jeremy.
Don't do that.
But oh no,
don't
you should
put that out in the universe. Come on,
dude. Do you not remember that link I sent in chat like a month ago about Winnie the Pooh gang from Christopher Robin?
Like, I try not to click on your stuff,
but I mean, freaking 100% Winnie the Pooh. I never watched Tailspin. I wasn't a Disney kid for most part, like, I was a Nickelodeon kid, but Winnie the Pooh was on Nickelodeon too in reruns for a while. So, I think in Nick Jr., like, time,
like Playhouse Disney Pooh would have been on. I think,
yeah.
Playhouse Disney on Disney Channel.
Winnie the Pooh will move on, but Jeff, what is your vote?
Winnie the Pooh.
Thank you.
She married him.
He doesn't like the psycho tiger.
Oh, you mean Tigger the word we don't say? Y'all remember that rhyme from the 90s, right?
Yeah.
No, I don't. But please don't repeat it.
What about you are being a whore?
Q, what's your vote?
Well, Pooh was a honey addict. Rabbit had major OCD.
And coke issues.
Yeah.
And coke issues, yeah. Piglet was scared of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Eeyore had depression.
Yes.
And Tigger had, like, what, ADD, ADHD, something ADHD. Like that?
Along those lines, yeah.
I'm pretty sure he was snoring coke, too.
And
but
who had schizophrenia?
Oh, that was Christopher Robin, because that's why he talked to them all.
So y'all are voting for a show with everybody with has disabilities
It was ahead of its time. It represents today's world.
You gotta support the disabilities.
It represents today's world.
Well, so you gotta support the addicts, too?
To help them get clean, yes.
I mean, I'm going with Winnie the Pooh. That had nothing to do with my vote. I was just throwing it out there.
You're wasting time. Winnie the Pooh moves on.
Does that surprise you any, Freddie?
No. Winnie the Pooh moves on 5-0. That was Jeffrey's vote. I start the next one off, and we have Pepper Ann versus Dinosaurs. It's the dinosaurs with the entire, not the mama.
Oh, that's what, okay. I was trying to figure out, like, did they make a dinosaur show off of, like, one of the movies or something?
No, it's like the Jim Henson type show.
Oh, yep.
Oh, this got easy. This got so fucking easy.
Okay. Yep, and with that note, I'm gonna go with dinosaurs on that one, just for that one line, not the mama, especially being the
dad.
Being a dad, I'm gonna have to go with that one because it's just so funny. Jeremy.
Yeah, I didn't realize that was a dinosaur show. This is, but fuck, hell yeah! I mean, I never watched Pepper Ann anyway. I mean, where the fuck's the Weekenders on this? But, yeah. Definitely, I would watch Dinosaurs any day of the week. I was just trying to get my kids into it like a couple months ago because it's on Disney Plus now. So
right,
and it's John Goodman. I mean, who the fuck doesn't love that? So Dinosaurs, 100%.
Is it John
Goodman?
Is that John Goodman?
Isn't it? Isn't the father John Goodman?
I don't think so. You should have to give Roseanne.
I mean, that's what I'm thinking of. But I mean, but I thought he did both voices.
I don't think so.
The father's someone famous. He's a famous fat guy. I'll just say I got cool shit now because that's pissed me off.
Well, Jeremy's vote goes to Dinosaurs. He will go ahead and look up the information. Jess.
Well, John Goodman is not in it, by the way. You're thinking of Stuart Pankin, I think. Either way, I'm going with Dinosaurs.
Q.
I think if I went against Dinosaurs, my son would get a little mad because he loves Dinosaurs.
That's why he was kind of squealing in the background. He found Dinosaurs on his tablet.
So I'm voting for Dinos.
And Jeffrey.
So this is very interesting for me because I remember Pepper Ann more, but I have like very early childhood memories of Dinosaur because, you know, somebody put it, I'm not sure who, but I did always like the baby character. Like, I wasn't quite sure why it always stood out to me, but it did. But so even though I probably saw a little more of Pepper Ann, I am gonna go with Dinosaurs as well, just because it seems to be more memorable and just visually and more that stood out.
The baby in Dinosaurs reminds me so much of Stewie from Family Guy.
Meh.
Well, what was he doing? Trying to kill his mom?
No, but no. Like the baby had such
he's like such Urkel. An attitude. He's like the Urkel of that universe, I'd say. Sort of. Or at least like the breakout character, like the Michelle Tanner. I don't know.
Yeah.
The show's breakout character for sure.
Jeremy starts the next one out, and we have DuckTales versus Chip and Dale.
Who the fuck is Stuart Pankin? I just looked that up. Like, who the fuck is Stuart Pankin? He's not been any shit I recognize besides cartoons, but I could have sworn that was John. I don't know why. I just feel like I always saw his name, but.
You're a dumbass.
No, just don't watch it anymore. So, but. DuckTales versus who?
Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers.
Oh, well, I mean, I never really watched DuckTales or Chip and Dale back in the day, but because of the new movie, I'm definitely going with Chip and Dale because that new movie was fucking hilarious. So
I can't watch I can't watch it with grown man voices. I'm sorry. That's why I can't watch that movie.
It's got ugly Sonic. You have to watch it.
Yeah, it
just sounds unnatural to me hearing grown voices come out when I'm used to them being high pitched.
It's a funny movie too. Plus, there's so much drops in the backgrounds that you can see that just like there. It is nostalgia forever. It reminds me a lot of Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Better. I'd say like Randy Marsh was in there from what I heard.
Mm-hmm. SpongeBob was too, I believe, for a second.
Mm-hmm. There's other ones as well. Jess.
I'm going with Chip and Dale.
Cute.
I don't really care for DuckTales.
I mean, I gotta go with DuckTales. Oh, woohoo. You know, fuck, come on. Who doesn't like DuckTales?
Never watched it.
That's your problem, not mine.
Jeffrey.
So, I didn't remember Chip and Dale when I was younger, but I do remember seeing a few episodes of DuckTales, but it just didn't really grab my interest. Otherwise, I probably have watched it a lot more, but I did see, like, maybe one episode of Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers on Disney+, and my wife is fond of that. In fact, when we were at Disney World a few years ago, she got me this little Mickey Mouse hat with Chip and Dale stuffed ones. They're wearing tiny Mickey Mouse hats inside of it. So that's really cute. And I know she's probably not going to listen to this, but I'm sure she'd be mad if I didn't pick Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers. And I would have picked that anyway. So Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers is my vote, too.
Chip and Dale does move on. I'm going to throw my vote to DuckTales. And I was really hoping Jeffrey would too, because then it would be like a complete turnaround. It was always fun to watch. Scrooge McDuck is from DuckTales. The entire him. One thing that always made me wonder is when he dove into his entire bank vault and had all the coins. Yeah. And how he went through the coins and didn't just bounce off the top of it.
Right.
Was it Family Guy that made fun of that at one
point? Yeah.
I know Couch Humor did at one point, and they had like really bad results on that one.
Family Guy made fun of everything at some point, man. I mean, it's been 25 years.
But I mean, my Couch Humor is what I'm talking about.
Chip and Dale moves on 3-2. Next up, Jeff starts us out. We have Kim Possible versus Darkwing Duck.
Kim Possible is a 2000s show.
Started before that.
Kim Possible? Mm-hmm. I don't think so.
My vote's Kim Possible.
Everybody get the phones out. Jesus.
2002, 4 seasons.
Ah, damn. I am wrong. That happens.
We can put your shorts back in the bracket then?
Nah, it's Disney side.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. All right. So do we have a walkover here then?
No, let's go ahead and vote it through. It still kind of seems like a 90s show to me.
It was our childhood show still.
Regardless, so I'm going to go ahead and do that. I will admit the fuck up, though. This is my bad. I'm going to go with that. Q.
Way to not do your research, Freddie.
I know. It was on the 90s list that I was going off of. I guess I just need to get some more
reputable
people.
Head bastard. And you fucked this up.
That's because you don't want to do my job. Hey, you have a space movies one coming up, so.
Oh, it's gonna be rough.
Yep.
Like landing on the moon.
Jeff's vote is actually very easy. Kim Possible. Q, what is your vote?
I mean, what do you guys do when you want to reach me?
Call me. Well, we can't reach you because you never answer your phone.
You still call me and beat me though, and I just don't answer it.
I use a Ouija board, then you appear.
And the second vote for Kim Possible, Jeffrey.
So what's it going up against?
Darkwing Duck.
I have to go with Darkwing Duck strictly because Kim Possible is not a 90s show, even though I never saw Darkwing Duck.
I'm going to go with Darkwing Duck regardless, being a 90s, Kim Possible being a 90s show or not. So it is a tie vote, which means, Jeremy, is it Kim Possible or Darkwing Duck?
Oh, it's 100% Darkwing Duck. Fucking possible.
You gotta go with Kim. Come on. Ron Stoppable?
It's not 90s. It's not 90s.
I don't give a shit if it's 90s or not. Just Kim Possible is never something I would watch.
Outfits that Kim wears. Come on.
That
ass. No. But when you guys do a 2000s bracket, you can vote how many times you want, however much you want. But it's not a 90s show, so it's disqualified in my book.
Kim Possible? Fuck that. No. I mean, I'd rather watch fucking any show in glory than that.
She's a flaming redhead.
So?
You ever had a redhead?
Yes, a few actually. I have. But...
they fun as fuck.
Oh, they yeah. are. They are, but she was also flat as shit, so bye-bye.
She had an ass.
Man.
On Kim Possible's ass note, we will be back for the second half of round one right after this break.
Stay tuned after the disclaimer for a clue about next week's bracket.
We are back with the second half of round one, and Q starts us out. We have Wild Thornberries versus Real Monsters back on the Nickelodeon side.
I watched Real Monsters, but I wasn't like huge on it, but I definitely fucked with the Wild Thornberries. Who wouldn't want to talk to animals?
Dude, right?
Like, if I could know what this dog was thinking half the time,
thank you. Great. Thank you. If I could talk to my dog Stop biting me, you little shit.
All right. Jeffrey.
So I didn't watch Real Monsters. My sister watched The Wild Thornberries, so I'm fourth favorite with that. Plus, you can go against the show that is Tim Curry as one of the regular voices. So let's go with Wild Thornberries for me.
And that is the exact reason I was going to vote for it too, Jeremy.
I watched both these shows tremendously. I grew up on Real Monsters as a young kid, and I loved Wild Thornberries going into fucking preteendom. But fucking, it's got to be Wild Thornberries. I mean, Real Monsters was an amazing show, but Wild Thornberries was just one of my favorite shows. Animal, it's animals. Who the fuck doesn't love animals?
And Jess? Oh,
bullshit. Wild Thornberries all the way.
Wild Thornberries all the way, which means it is a 5-0 vote on that one. It is going to be facing Hey Arnold, which is another 5-0 vote in the next round. Jeffrey starts his next one out. We have Rugrats versus Legend of the Hidden Temple.
A baby's got to do what a baby's got to do. I always identify with Tommy Pickles because one, he wore a blue shirt, which was my favorite color, still is my favorite color, and he was bald, and I was bald as a baby. So just for that reason alone, I have to pick Rugrats, although I would have picked that show in this matchup anyway, just because of how iconic it was and still is.
So does anybody have a screwdriver in their diaper?
I did not.
Titus, do you have a screwdriver in your diaper?
No.
If he does, you have some parenting issues, but...
Right.
I'm going to go with Rugrats as well. Legend of the Hidden Temple. This is a bad matchup because I love both of these shows. But I think Rugrats holds up a lot better, even watching today, than the old Legends does. They did reboot Legends of the Hidden Temple, and it's pretty good.
It's not as good.
If you put Rugrats on Paramount Plus, too, but they changed like a whole bunch of stuff about the adults. So.
And it looks weird as shit, too, with the graphics nowadays.
Yeah, computer animation. That's what they do.
Jeremy.
Yeah, I mean, I loved both these shows as a kid. I used to watch Legends of the Hidden Temple like crazy. And the reboot on CW was pretty good, even though they canceled it for one season.
Oh, but it was crap.
I liked that they actually told real mythological stories like in each episode. Like, I knew those stories from podcasts before I watched that show, so it was pretty cool. But
all right, this is the only time I would ever wish we were in Star Wars so I could force choke the shit out of you right now.
Ooh, don't get kinky on me, Q. Yeah, I'm gonna have to go with Rugrats because Rugrats was phenomenal, and all the little adult jokes in it, like Grandpa renting them their two tapes and then having a third that said like Vixen Schmara Space. It's like this is for when you kids go to bed.
Very nice.
Hear me roar.
Jess is gonna go with Rugrats as well, Q.
Rugrats versus Legends of the Hidden Temple. Me and my mom used to watch that show all the fucking time. It was a me and mommy thing. Get over it, guys.
He's a mama's boy.
But I'm still voting for Rugrats.
Misdirection.
Fuck
there.
You, Mom. Fuck you. All
right. Good thing Mother's Day is past.
Rugrats moves on 5-0. It'll be facing Rocket Power that went 4-1 last round.
Because of you.
Yep. I start the next one out, and we have Gargoyles versus Bonkers. Another matchup that I'm not a huge fan of either shows. I'm gonna go with Gargoyles though. I remember the cast, like the voice cast of that being phenomenal, but I cannot remember any voices at this current time, so I'm gonna go with that one. Jeremy.
I never even heard of fucking Bonkers, so I have no idea what the fuck that is, but Gargoyles was a mad good show that I watched for years on Disney Saturday morning Fox cartoons with X-Men and all that. So, yeah, definitely Gargoyles 100%. Bonkers, I don't even know what the fuck you are, so bonk on out of here.
Jess?
I am going with Bonkers. I loved that show.
That's what was it? Bonkers.
What? Well, I agree, but what was it?
So she loves the show, but she can't tell you what it is off the top of her head. She has to look it up on her phone.
It's been a very long time since I've seen it.
Dude, you got to remember, we're talking about 90s kids shows. I mean,
I remember all the ones I watched.
Exactly.
That's because you still watch them.
No, I don't. Oh. Yeah, I never watched that shit. I've never seen the commercials for it, but I never watched that.
Jess is going to go with Bonkers. Q.
I wasn't a fan of either one, but I'm going with Gargoyles. Yeah.
Dude, Gargoyles was sick.
So, you're not a fan of either one, so you don't really care about your vote. But you're not going to go with your wife on this one?
No.
I don't blame him. I don't go with my wife. I go with my wife on watch.
Jeffrey.
I didn't watch either show either. I didn't even remember Bonkers at all growing up. I do remember Gargoyles, and for some reason I had like all these packs of trading cards for them. So just for that alone, I have to go with Gargoyles.
I didn't know they had trading cards.
They did.
Trading cards for everything.
But I'm in the 90s, everything had trading cards because it's a way to make money. But
yeah,
and think about it. Gargoyles is based on real paranormal legends, though, of gargoyles coming to life.
Gargoyles moves on 4-1. Next up, Jeremy starts us out. We have Goof Troop versus Doug. I apologize in advance.
Oh, you should. But I never watched Goof Troop, but boy, my boy Doug was my favorite show when I was younger, like 4 to 8 even, like when it was a Nickelodeon back in the day, which is why it's on the Disney side. And I'm like, what the fuck, Freddy? But
Disney, because there was a Disney reboot.
I know, they ruined it. They ruined it. But they made Roger rich and just made him more of a bully. But yeah, fucking Nickelodeon's Doug was amazing. Fucking I'll go catch a nematode any day with my boy Porkchop. So yeah, 100% Doug. My dad and me used to watch that when I was a kid nonstop. And it's the reason I love liver and onions.
The only thing I can say is I'm glad I'm going last on this one. Jess.
Doug.
Q.
So, Freddie, are you going last on this one?
I am going last on this one. I went first last time.
Yeah, but I don't think you're going last.
You dick.
There it is.
I'm not a dick. I'm a bastard. There's a difference.
No, you're a dick.
Yeah, you're right.
Q, are you blowing your load for me?
Not for you. Jesus Christ, no.
Good night, everybody.
All right. With all the bullshit talk, what was the two choices again?
Goof Troop versus
I'm going with Doug.
Doug, all right. Jeffrey.
Why was Skeeter blue? Shouldn't he have been black?
I don't know.
He was supposed to be, but I think they just drew him that way at the time to make it more interesting, because Doug's whole show was very colorful. So, I mean, Roger is green, for fuck's sake, so.
All right, I'm going to go
with he's a villain.
Yeah.
So.
All right, so I'm going to go with Doug too, but not for the Nickelodeon version, for the Disney version. I didn't watch the Nickelodeon version, but I used to see the Disney version on one Saturday morning on ABC, and I don't remember ever watching Goof Troop, so I'm going with Doug as well.
Doug is going to move on 4-1. I'm going to go for Goof Troop, simply for Goofy, my number two dad, number two TV dad. I apologize. Goof Troop and Goofy alone is going to go ahead and stay in the first round. Doug move on. Jess starts this one out. It is SpongeBob versus Blue's Clues.
Ooh, tough matchup. Okay.
So happy I'm last.
I'm going to go with SpongeBob.
Jess going to go with SpongeBob. Q.
I mean, who doesn't like some SquarePants? Come on.
Jeffrey.
Man, this is so tough because I like both shows very much. And I know they were both iconic shows that originated in the 90s, and they both aimed at different audiences, I think. I'm just going to go with Blue's Clues right here, just because I saw more of that in the 90s. I didn't get to SpongeBob until a few years later. So just for the memory of watching Blue's Clues in the 90s, and not SpongeBob so much, I'm going to vote Blue's Clues.
I am also going to go with Blue's Clues on this one, just for the simple fact that I want Jeremy to be a tiebreaker.
Ooh.
Yeah, you do. You do, because I...
That, and to be perfectly honest, like, I'm a fan of SpongeBob, but the Mail song, Here's the Mail, It Never Fails, It Makes Me Want to Wag My Tail, I'm not going to sing it due to copyright issues, and I don't sing it in general.
Hey, but, as long as you don't sing past 30 seconds, you're good, so go.
It's not even 30 seconds long. It's like 10 seconds long.
It is. But it brings up memories from camp and everything else like that. So I'm going to have to go with Blue's Clues just in general. It just happened to work out this way. Jeremy.
So camp counselors are making you wag your tail with a bunch of other boys? What the fuck?
Yes.
But I mean, it sounds like a nice camp to me. But I 100% am going to have to go with Blue's Clues because fuck SpongeBob. I hate that fucking sponge. I hate him.
Ouch.
That's when Nickelodeon started to die is when they put that show out. That's when Nickelodeon started to die. And then all of a sudden we're stuck with shows like Back at the Barnyard.
Blue's Clues takes out SpongeBob. That's how you really feel.
I just did.
Blue's Clues got ruined.
after the original dude left.
Well, I didn't watch
that. Yeah,
yeah, but then they rebooted it, and you know it's better now. But they have all three of the hosts on the show now. So just for that reason alone, I think the reboot is pretty cool. Plus they also celebrated the 25th anniversary of the show last year together. So, and they're all going to be in the movie together that's coming out on Paramount Plus, I believe, sometime this year. So the camaraderie between the three seems pretty awesome.
I have my theory for that, but okay.
And Q starts the next one off, and we have Are You Afraid of the Dark versus Rocco's Modern Life.
Well, I'm not afraid of the dark, so I gotta go with Rocco.
Jeffrey.
I didn't watch either show, but I will vote Rocco. Just because I don't care for horror stuff.
I'm gonna go with Are You Afraid of the Dark, because I am a fan of horror stuff. Jeremy.
Yeah, Are You Afraid of the Dark? When that music would start, I used to freaking like turn off SNCC and like leave the room. Like that creeped the shit out of me when I was a kid. So, but Rocco's Modern Life was one of my dad's favorite shows. I fucking love Rocco. I've seen every episode of that show like 50 times. And who doesn't like having a dog named Spunky and being friends with a cow that was raised by wolves?
So just to piggyback off of that, you rang out the room at the start of Are You Afraid of the Dark? So here we go, I'm going like way back here. When my uncle was a kid, he would rent the room when the beginning to Alfred Hitchcock Presents started. So I guess it's kind of similar. It's different generations, but same reaction.
I'm gonna go ahead and say this because I'm surprised Jeremy didn't bring this up when he voted, but Rocco worked at a place called the Chokey Chicken.
Yep. Ouch. And he worked on a sex line in one episode.
Yeah, yes, he did.
Oh, baby.
So I'm surprised you didn't bring that up. So I was going to go
and
do that.
You have to always wipe your hands off before you turn the page of a comic book. I mean, there are people that still do that because of that show.
Jess, what is your vote to round this out?
Rocco.
Rocco's Modern Life. Rocco goes 4-1. We'll be facing Double Dare. Blue's Clues will be facing Cat Dog. Both of those went 3-2. Next up, Q starts us out. We have Roly Poly Oly versus Mickey Mouse Club.
Like the clubhouse?
Yeah, I was going to say, House of Mouse or like the one that came out in the 2000s?
Are you talking about the Mickey Mouse Club with the JT and Britney and Christina?
Yeah, and Britney Spears and all them on it.
Oh,
okay.
MickeyMouse, that one.
Right.
Just wanted to clarify.
Glad you did.
I didn't fuck with Roly Poly Oly, just didn't do it. So my vote's gonna have to go for Mickey Mouse.
All right, Mickey Mouse Club gets a vote. Jeff?
Dad, Mickey Mouse is a fucking legend.
Right. I gotta go with Mickey Mouse Clubhouse too, just because of the star power, and I didn't watch Roly Poly Oly, so that's a pretty easy choice for me.
I'm gonna go with Mickey Mouse Club as well. Jeremy?
Yeah, I never fucked with Roly Poly Oly. That show always looks so weird. But yeah,
I think you're putting it nicely too.
Oh, I wanted to drop a word there, but I won't say it. But for Freddy's sake, but I will definitely go with Mickey Mouse because Mickey Mouse is the man, and he can get Minnie whenever he wants.
Jess,
so I'm the oddball in this because I love both of them, but I am going with Mickey Poly Oly.
Since when do you vote against the group?
All right, Jeffrey starts the last one out of the first round, and we have Recess versus Curious George.
Oh, I'm definitely going to go with Recess right here. That was my favorite show to watch on Disney's one Saturday morning. And who doesn't love TJ Detweiler? I mean, that's a kid we all aspire to be, just leading this nice, tight group of friends here. And so many other characters who are memorable as well. I'm definitely going with Recess.
I wanted to be King Bob.
You did.
I wanted to be Randall.
Of course you did.
Why, because you're a weasel?
Oh, he is.
When I play Call of Duty, I am the biggest weasel of them all.
Got it.
I'll hide in the bush and just wait. I don't give a fuck.
I am going to go with Curious George. I still watch Curious George. Like, dude, my son has watched Recess, is not a fan of it. He watches Curious George because he is a fan of it, and I'm still a fan of it, so I'm going to go with Curious George. Jeremy.
See, I'm not showing my kids Recess until they're actually both in school and they know what Recess actually means. But
Fair point.
But because then it's the greatest part of the day. But right. Curious George, I never was a fan of. Though the movie they did with Will Ferrell was pretty good, actually. Like, that was funny. But I will like they did a live action movie with Will Ferrell. Of course, very confused by that, but I will definitely go with Recess. That was one of my favorite shows, and I still want to go back on Disney Plus and give it a watch through again. I mean, Mrs. Finster reminds me of so many old ladies I know now.
She was definitely the character that you thought of when you thought of, like, the old lady authority figures in school. You know?
And
Principal, whatever his name is, I forget what his
Prickly.
Name.
Prickly,
of course it was Prickly. But Principal
he
Prickly.
Was a prick.
Yeah, he was. But Principal, no, he was actually pretty cool if you watched the movie, School's Out.
Like, I did watch the movie.
He's pretty cool in that movie. But Principal Prickly, what reminded me of so many, like, principals I had in different schools, like, so many. Like,
and Miss Grokey was the cool teacher that we all wanted.
Yeah, with the weird ass face and lips, yeah.
Jess, it is currently 2-1. You're both.
Recess,
we'll be moving on. Q.
Oh, my bad. Yeah. Recess it is.
You almost said Randall.
Recess moves on 4-1. That is the end of round one. Next round, we are going to be having Hey Arnold versus Wild Thornberries. Both of them went 5-0. Rocket Power versus Rugrats is 4-1 and 5-0. Winnie the Pooh 5-0 versus Gargoyles 4-1. Dinosaurs versus Doug 5-0, 4-1. Cat Dog 3-2 versus Blue's Clues 3-2. Double Dare and Rocko's Modern Life are going against each other, both at 4-1. Chip and Dale 3-2 versus Mickey Mouse Club at 4-1. And Darkwing Duck went 3-2 versus Recess at 4-1. We'll be back with round two right after this.
Round two.
We are back with round two, and I start this one out. We have Hey Arnold versus Wild Thornberries, and I contemplated blowing my load on this one. I'm not going to, though. Wild Thornberries gets my vote. Jeremy.
Oh, my God. This is a tough one. I love them both so much, but Hey Arnold just made my childhood. I mean, who didn't want that fucking bedroom?
Yeah, that would be a fun-ass bedroom to have.
I mean,
bedroom would be baller.
I mean, Q, you can climb up to the windows in the top and go sit in the attic and smoke some weed. I mean, sit in the roof and smoke some weed. Like,
I would do that. And the worst part about that is that they'd still smell it downstairs.
Not if you close the windows.
Oh no, they'd still smell it. I got that dang.
Yeah, but they're in like New York City or some shit.
Yeah,
like,
doesn't matter.
You could blame it on neighbors.
And I'm pretty sure you wouldn't smell it over the rest of the shit that's going on in that town. So, and Jess, what is your vote?
Wild Thornberries.
Q.
I don't know.
Do you need to blow your load?
Only about halfway there.
Right next to him, so.
No.
Just point the camera upward.
Go with Hey Arnold, fuck it.
Hey Arnold gets another vote, which means it is 2-2 with two shows that went 5-0 last round, and Jeffrey gets to get the final vote.
I guess for me, it's a matter of preference as far as what type of show it is, and I always prefer shows that actually take place in a modern urban setting, so I'm going to go with Hey Arnold.
Yeah! I mean, I wouldn't have been disappointed either way, but still. Hey Arnold should definitely win, though. It was more memorable.
Hey Arnold moves on 3-2.
He doesn't like Eugene staying behind Helga.
Jeremy starts the next one off, and we have Winnie the Pooh versus Gargoyles.
Winnie the Pooh versus Gargoyles. Tough one, kind of, but I mean, 100% Winnie the fucking Pooh, because those levels in Kingdom Hearts are some of the best levels.
Yeah, Jess?
Winnie the Pooh.
Q.
Our own little Pooh Bear.
Yeah. I was not a big fan of Winnie the Pooh.
Dick. That was because of Tigger, wasn't it?
Tigger was like my second favorite character.
Second?
I said second, shut up.
Second?
No, you said second.
I know, shut up. Tigger is actually my second favorite character.
Who's your first?
Eeyore.
Well, yeah, that makes sense, actually.
I love Eeyore and Piglet. Eeyore and Piglet are my
favorite. So I'm going to have to go with Winnie the Pooh, I suppose.
All right, Winnie the Pooh gets a third vote. Jeffrey.
I will go with Winnie the Pooh as well. Need I say more?
And yes, you know what, yes, you do. Please.
Shut up.
I'm not going to. So.
I relate to Pooh standing in front of the body mirror trying to pull down a crop top and not being able to succeed.
No, not wearing pants either.
She's not wearing pants now either.
Technically, I'm not wearing pants. I'm wearing shorts, so.
See?
I've seen no pictures, but.
Jess starts the next matchup, and we have Cat Dog versus Blue's Clues.
Cat Dog.
Q.
Oh, like a team.
Wasn't there like a little blue rodent in that?
Yeah.
Winslow.
Winslow. Why does it want to say Wilson?
I'm not sure what. Wilson! I'm going to go with Cat Dog just for Winslow.
Because
he kind of reminds me of myself. He's kind of a dick.
Yeah.
He was 100%.
Absolutely.
See, he doesn't even know you need grease.
In some respects, he was worse than the greasers of Rancid Rabbit, but,
oh, yeah.
but they were all pretty bad, so. Yeah. But I guess that was kind of the idea.
Jeffrey.
I had to go with Cat Dog as well, just to make good on my promise to defend Cat Dog for as long as possible.
Cat Dog is moving on. I'm going to go with Blue's Clues on this one.
Weird.
Childhood memories. Jeremy.
Yeah, I mean, 100% Cat Dog. This is the easiest choice in the world. Cat Dog. Because the greasers were the fucking shit. Like, greasers were the shit. And Shriek being in love with Dog was, like, such a funny storyline in the background.
Yeah.
Q starts the next one off, and we have Chippendale versus Mickey Mouse Club.
Pretty sure Chippendale's going to win this one.
Never doubt the power of the mouse.
I mean, I'd rather watch Chip and Dale over Mickey Mouse, so I'm going to go with Chip and Dale.
Chip and Dale. Jeffrey.
I mean, I know Chip and Dale starred in the 80s, and I think that this version of Mickey Mouse Club also starred in the 80s, but just for sheer entertainment value, I have to go with Chip and Dale.
Well, I'm going to go with Mickey Mouse Club. Jeremy.
Well, Mickey Mouse Club actually started in like the 50s, but...
This particular iteration of the Mickey Mouse Club started...
Like, when they did the Mickey's 90th birthday thing, they actually showed clips from, like, the 50s version of it. It was just so...
creepy.
But the first week of the original show is on Disney Plus right now, and they also have the Musketeers going to Disney World from the 70s on there, which I've watched a couple of times. Very corny for that time.
But the way the kids in that show dance in the 50s is just so fucking creepy. Like...
Well, they didn't know anything else. What can I say?
Yeah, I mean, but... Yeah, I definitely gotta go with Chip and Dale. I mean... I at least, because of the movie, I never watched either of these shows on TV because I didn't watch Disney. Only on Fox.
And Jess?
I'm going with Mickey Mouse.
So nonchalant. I'm going with Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Mouse Club stays in round two. Chip and Dale moves on 3-2. And Jeffrey starts this one out, and we have Rocket Power versus Rugrats.
I have to go with Rugrats here. I mean, Baby Sailing Adventures, which is not all that likely in the real world, versus tweens playing extreme sports, which is way more likely. I have to go with the more entertaining Rugrats.
I am going to second that motion. I'm going to go with Rugrats as well. Jeremy?
Well, we are riders of a nation, so I got to go with Rocket Power. Because Rocket Power was so much entertaining when I got older, and Rugrats kind of just became corny as hell. So I do love it when they do the Bible episodes and Tommy steps out of the grass. Hi, I'm Moses.
Like, that was the Passover episode.
Yeah, well, religious episodes.
Jess.
I'm going to be a bastard and make Quinn do a tiebreaker.
Do it.
It's already 2-1. Oh, yeah. Do it. Do it.
Exactly.
Do it good.
Fucking do it.
No
balls. No balls.
Jack and Cola. Do it.
Which that is true, which means Q gets the tiebreaker. It is Rocket Power or Rugrats.
Do not underestimate the power of a rocket.
You're going with the Rugrats.
So I'm going with Rocket Power.
Is that your final?
If somebody can show me a screwdriver, then 3 seconds, I'll change my vote.
I can. instrument.
That is not a screwdriver.
It's a screwdriver. It's a knife. It's been used as a screwdriver.
Hey, if Tommy kept that in his diaper, he would have been circumcised again.
Who said he was circumcised the first time?
Because he's Jewish.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Grandpa Boris.
Yeah, I'm going Rocket Power. That is my final.
Fair enough.
Grandpa Boris told the whole story of the oil lasting for like 40 days and 40 nights. So.
What?
That was like, I thought it was 8 days.
And they wonder why I'm so busy.
I don't know. I'm Jewish by ancestry only, not by religion, so I don't know.
All right. Jeffrey starts the next one out. We have dinosaurs versus Doug.
So, again, pretty tough because I only have early memories of dinosaurs, and the only memory of Disney, the only memory of Doug I have is through Disney. I know most of you are probably thinking the Nickelodeon version, but just because I watched way more of it, I have to go with Doug.
I am going to go with Doug as well. Jeremy?
Oh, 100% fucking Doug. I mean, Doug is the man, and the songs he made with his friends were fucking amazing. Banging on a trash can.
The new theme song for the Houston Astros, by the way.
Jess, what's your vote?
Doug.
Doug. Q.
Q's trying to give us a nut shot.
Yeah. I love Pork Chop. Let's go.
Oh, dude. That's the coolest dog in the world.
What, you're voting against dinosaurs?
Yeah. He's not paying attention, so we're good. Okay. Go, Doug. Write it down. Hurry up. Quickly.
I already got it. Doug moves on 5-0.
He ain't paying no attention.
I wouldn't either in that position, but now.
I start the next one off, and we have Double Dare versus Rocko's Modern Life. Both of these went 4-1 last round. I'm going to go with Rocko's on this one just for the sexual innuendos that went over a majority of kids' heads on that one. Jeremy.
Oh, 100% Rocko's Modern Fucking Life every day of the week. I mean, and the fact that they named the fucking mom in Heifer's Family Virginia Woolf, that was just perfect.
Rocko's Modern Life is the second vote. Jess.
What's it going against?
Double Dare.
Double Dare.
I'm going with Double Dare.
Double Dare. Q.
You know, I always wanted to be covered in the slime. Like, I'd purposely get the shit either wrong or right just so I got slimed.
That's what she said.
So now I'm going with Rocko's.
Yeah. Hey man, if you have been covered in this slime, then you're not doing certain things right. What can I say?
Oh, believe me, I've been covered in this slime.
Jeffrey.
You know, it seems to be a losing cause. I'm going to pick Double Dare on this one just because I like game shows a lot. So that's my vote.
Rocko's Modern Life moves on 3-2. And the last one is in this round. Starts off with Jeremy, and it is Darkwing Duck versus Recess.
Oh, Recess. Fuck Darkwing Duck.
Jeff.
Recess.
Q.
I'm going Recess.
I kept wanting Jeffrey. To say Darwin, and that's why I'm like, wait, what?
That's the monkey from Waldorf.
I know.
Yeah, I have not seen Darkwing Duck, so I'm going with Recess.
The most cowardly monkey ever created, Darwin was.
Probably why he survived. Recess is going to move on 5-0. It is, we're coming up with our quarterfinals, and we have Hey Arnold versus Rocket Power, Winnie the Pooh versus Doug, Cat Dog versus Rocko's Modern Life, Chip and Dale versus Recess. We'll be right back for round 3.
No blue buzzard, no three-eyed frog, just a feline canine, little cat dog, cat dog, cat dog. Alone in the world with a little cat dog.
Round 3.
Round 3. Fight.
Jeff starts us off, and we have Hey Arnold versus Rocket Power.
He's being abusive again.
Good.
Rocket Power.
Rocket Power. Q.
Hey Arnold. Loses to Rocket Power in this round.
Such a dick. Jeffrey.
I have to go with Hey Arnold here just because between the two that my sister watched, I preferred Hey Arnold easily because I would actually watch a few episodes without her around.
I have voted against both of these shows the entire time.
Now you have to vote for one of them.
So, I am going to vote for a Jeremy tiebreaker and go with Hey Arnold.
I vote for Angry Beavers, but...
I don't like my beavers that mad, to be perfectly honest. Like I mean,
sometimes it's fun.
I'm a fan of a nice, clean-shaven, nice, open-to-anything beaver.
Well, yeah, but see, the funny thing about Angry Beavers is, I always tell my oldest son that if we have another baby, he has to leave the house because that's how beavers do it. I'm like, you have to leave the dam once we have another kid, so. But,
damn it.
But, yeah, so Rocko's Modern Life, not Rocko, Harold versus Rocket Power.
Yep.
Tough one, but I will vote for Rocket Power simply because I could see Hey Arnold beating some of the other shows in the later rounds, and there's some other ones I don't want to lose to Hey Arnold, so I'll vote for Rocket Power.
Let's go!
Well, Rocket Power will end up facing either Cat Dog or Rocko's Modern Life.
Exactly.
And Q That's starts it. This out.
Oh, gotta go with Cat Dog.
Cat Dog gets a vote. Jeffrey.
Yeah, I go with Cat Dog again. I already said why.
That is true. I'm going to go with Rocko's Modern Life. Jeremy.
As much as I know it's not going to matter because I know which way Jess is going, I got to go with Rocko's Modern Life. Because who doesn't love Mr. and Mrs. Bighead? And their famous famous writer's son.
That does bring it down to Jess. Jess is the tiebreaker. Is it Cat Dog or Rocko's?
Cat Dog
makes it to the final four.
Like I said, it wasn't going to matter, but
3-2. It will be going against Rocket Power that also went 3-2. Next up, Jeffrey starts us out. We have Winnie the Pooh versus Doug.
So Winnie the Pooh was one of the first things I ever saw. Probably definitely the first Disney thing I remember watching. And I didn't see Doug till later. So Winnie the Pooh.
Winnie the Pooh.
I'm going to have to agree. I'm going to have to go with Winnie the Pooh on this one. Jeremy.
Oh, fuck that bear. Doug all day. Catching nematodes, man.
You fuck is a nematode? Bear. I don't think I ever figured that out.
Nematode?
Yes.
Doug.
Which means it's a tiebreaker going down to Q. Is it Winnie the Pooh or Doug?
Well, I'm definitely not voting fucking Winnie the Pooh. That's for goddamn sure. So I gotta go with Doug and Porkchop, Skeeter, Roger. Gotta go with the bull.
And you gotta like, and Patty Mayonnaise was.
Patty Mayonnaise, man. You gotta go with Patty.
She's a tease, man. She's a fucking tease, but still.
Dude, she is, right? The biggest tease in the fucking cartoon in the world ever.
Like, I'm pretty sure she
moves on 3-2.
Jeffrey, correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't Patty Mayonnaise start dating Roger in the Disney version?
I can't remember for sure, but I know she was still like out of Doug's grasp for a lot of it, if not the entire thing.
Patty Mayonnaise putting guys in the friend zone for fucking 25 years.
Like 30 years now.
Yeah, true. It's been 30 years now.
She's probably still single.
I start this last one out of this round, and we have Chip and Dale versus Recess. I'm gonna go with Recess on this one. Jeremy.
Oh, 100% fucking Recess. Chip and Dale go back to getting those nuts. Fucking Recess.
These nuts.
Jess.
Recess.
Got him.
Q.
Yeah, I can't let my boy Randall or Mrs. Fincher down, so let's go.
And Jeffrey.
Let's make it a clean sweep, Recess.
He is right on that one. Recess goes on 5-0. It will end up facing Doug in the final four. But first, Jeremy starts us out. We have Rocket Power versus Cat Dog.
Tough one. Fucking tough one. But I'm not one for blowing my load uncalled for. So I will definitely have to go with Cat Dog. Cat Dog's just more memorable to me.
Cat Dog gets a vote. Jess.
Rocket Power.
No one said Rocket Power.
Yeah, they did.
Shut up, Jeremy.
I was like, what?
Q.
Sorry, Stitcher distracted me.
Fuck it. Jurassic World. No, yeah, I gotta go with Rocket Power. I fucking loved Rocket Power.
Q. Jeffrey.
I am going to stick with CatDog and force a tiebreaker here.
I am going to go with CatDog as well.
Fuck you, Freddy.
Speaking of starting, Jeff starts the next one off. We have Doug versus Recess.
Recess.
Recess. Oh, come on, babe. Get that Super Soaker out. Blow your load.
Q.
Oh, yeah.
You got to pump up the Super Soaker first, buddy.
Well, you need to use your Super Soaker.
The more pumps, the better. So we got Recess or Doug?
Yep.
Gonna blow that load? Gonna blow it all over the place?
No. I just blow it on the screen, but...
With your kids in the room?
Over cartoon characters?
All right, Recess it is. Let's go.
Speaking of that, nobody has blown their load, and we're going up to the finals.
That you know of.
Jeffrey.
Very interesting, because Doug and Recess were the two shows I always watch on one Saturday morning, but Recess is always way more enjoyable to me, so I'm going with Recess.
Recess gets another vote. I'm going to go with Recess as well. Jeremy.
I'll throw my boy Doug Funny a sympathy vote. I have to for... Mr. What the fuck's his name next door? Oh my god, how am I forgetting this name? What was the neighbor's name? It's like a fucking comp. Oh,
fuck. Yeah, the weird dude. Mr. Dink.
Yeah, Mr. Dink.
Mr. Dinks. There we go. Yeah.
It was like one of those weird. It's like one of those weird names that can never be a real name. Like, and the principal who was legendary.
Which means we are at our finals, and Q is going to start us out. We have CatDog versus Recess.
Just so I can do it, I'm blowing the load.
Q has decided to blow his load. Jeffrey.
Man, this is so tough. I didn't think that my favorite Nicktoon, my favorite Disney cartoon would go up against each other in the finals. So
you could blow your load.
Yeah, you're more than welcome to blow your load.
Fuck you over.
You know what? I'm not going to do it. I am going to choose here.
I totally want you to do it, because I'm going to do it. And Jeremy to do it. And then Jeff would do it, hopefully. And then we would have a full sweep of blowing our loads, which we have never had happen before.
But also, you got to remember, Jeff is not used to blowing our load for Q.
Yeah. Well, I do want to make a decision here. So is it really going to come down to my vote here? Because it sounds like everybody's going to be...
No. What that is you can just... It's not really skipping your turn. It's just... putting your turn on last, which means since Q blew his load, he's going to be the last one to vote.
Gotcha. Okay, so like I said, my favorite Nicktoon versus my favorite Disney cartoon or Saturday morning cartoon. God, it's so tough, because not like they're both so good. But like I've said before, my family didn't get cable until I was 10 years old, so I was just a little bit late to the Nickelodeon game, and it's for that reason that I'm going to have to go with Recess.
I am also going to have to go to Recess. Believe it or not, for the same reason. I did not grow up as a Nickelodeon kid. I grew up on,
free TV?
Yeah, pretty much free TV. Fox, ABC.
Right, same.
CW, or WB back then.
Right.
The big five, yeah.
Yeah, the big five type things. But I'm going to go with Recess on this one. Jeremy.
Recess versus CatDog, I believe.
Yep.
I gotta go with CatDog. I still watch CatDog to this day with my kids, and they love it, so.
Which means we're in an intriguing situation, because Jess is up next. She's voted for CatDog this entire time. And if she does go with CatDog, that means Q, who decided to blow his load, would have a tiebreaker in the finals. So, Jess, what is your vote?
CatDog.
Q. You half awake person at the moment. You are in a tiebreaker situation. Whoever wins this gets to go to the finals. What's your vote?
Well, it wasn't really all that hard. I just want to have the final say, just in case, you know, CatDog was on the verge of winning this. So my vote is going to be Recess.
Final?
To move to the finals and face whoever the fuck's on the other side.
Recess wins 3-2 in a split vote. That is our show for this week, guys. Jeremy, where can we find you?
Oh, God, here we go. Here's an hour-long spiel.
You could find me at your local strip club, but no, you can find me.
So sorry for those guys.
Hey, I pay good money.
Sorry for everybody.
I pay good money. They're happy when I'm there. But I like me lap dances. But, yeah, you can find my group on Facebook, Paranormal the New Normal Facebook group, and all my stuff's there. All 5 podcasts I'm on get posted there. That's the way I shortened all this down. So, and you can find me on Twitter as @JuggaloBastard and on the gram as well. And you can find me on TikTok, Flossin. Nah, I have no videos yet, but someday.
You can find me on Facebook under Jess May Vandy Stroot or Instagram under Jess May 93.
You can find me on Facebook under Quentin Vandy Stroot. Or you can find me on the gram as Master Bastard Q.
And Jeffrey.
I am on Facebook as well. So you can find me there. I'm also on Twitter at GFClark89. And my podcast, 90s Youth Life, fits on Facebook as well. You can also hear all my episodes at youthlife90s.podbean.com.
And as always, I am Freddie Fisher, your head bastard. You can find me on Facebook at that. While you're on Facebook, check out Bracket Bastards. The S in Bastards is a dollar sign. You guys already know that story. This entire podcast came from the bracketology. We currently have 2 brackets going on. They're ending soon. It is, or by this time, already came out. They have already ended. It's Jim Carrey and TV Dads. You can find us all at Bracket Pod on Twitter. If you want to be on the show, want to sponsor the show, yada yada yada, you can find us there. I am the bastard they warned you about on Twitter, and as always on Instagram at Can't Lick Me. Other than that, we will see you guys we will see you guys next week.
Expressed in this podcast are meant to be comical and may be controversial in nature. We at Bracket Bastards fully admit that not all of these facts will be correct, but we do attempt to be as accurate as possible. By using this podcast, be aware that this will be used for entertainment purposes only. Bracket Bastards aim to provide a loving parody to all the movies, music, and other media that we love and enjoy. Much love and respect to all the wonderful humans that pour their blood, sweat, and tears into the making of this pop culture we get to discuss. As well, please note that although we are all bastards, what one bastard says may not be true for the rest. Some of us live the gimmick a bit too well. And as always, thank you for listening.
On such a little